You're listening to SBS News. It's an agreement that's been rolled out in 15 countries so far, and the United Nations says it's freed up the equivalent of $9 billion, which would not have been accessible otherwise. It's the Global Compact on Refugees, a non-binding agreement now overwhelmingly approved by the UN General Assembly to provide more support to refugees. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says the agreement is designed to ease the burden in the countries hosting most of the world's refugees.
The compact is a non-binding instrument. It's a framework. It's a set of tools that are offered to states, to civil society, to the private sector, to international organizations to improve together their response to refugee flows. It's important to understand this distinction. The compact doesn't oblige anybody, but the compact offers opportunity that we hope states and others will take.
The General Assembly vote was 181 in favour, with only the United States and Hungary voting against it. The Dominican Republic, Eritrea and Libya abstained. Filippo Grandi says even though the United States voted against the compact, that country is committed to helping refugees and he appreciates its support for the UN Refugee Agency.
If you read the statement that they made, it's very interesting. It says we have some issues with the language of the resolution carrying the compact. They disagreed, they couldn't agree for a variety of reasons, but we support refugees and we support UNHCR. This year, we're about to close the year with the highest ever financial contribution of the United States to UNHCR.
It also opposing the compact, Hungary's UN representative maintained a framework to help refugees already exists.
The government considers that there is no necessity for a new instrument in this regard. The government is also concerned that the differentiation between refugees and migrants, as well as the voluntary nature of responsibility sharing, is not adequately reflected in the document.
There are more than 25 million refugees worldwide, and just 10 countries host 60% of them. The refugee agreement is separate from the UN Migration Compact, approved earlier this month by nearly 85% of UN member states. Australia has joined the United States, Israel, and a group of Eastern European countries in opposing that agreement. The Morrison government objects to the parts, saying that migration detention should only be used as a measure of last resort, and states should work towards alternatives. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.